I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Brutal persecution raises the alarm in Pakistan. Details in a moment. And then stick around because oral communication is more than just a chat with your dentist. Turns out it's a strategic way to reach certain people groups for Christ. We'll start today in Pakistan, where a Christian man, falsely accused of theft, wound up being tortured to death by police. Isaac Six of Open Doors USA says this story is alarming for believers.
What's really shocking and really brutal about this is that it was carried out by the authorities and that it was done so blatantly. I mean, the family were able to pick up Mr. Masih, who's just a 28-year-old gardener and a part of the Christian community there. The family actually were able to retrieve him after he'd been tortured for days, and he was alive for a few hours to tell his story to the family before he passed away.
Best case scenario is that this story encourages some real changes at both societal and governmental levels. However,
a lot of Pakistani society has been radicalized. I want to quantify that a bit, but there's a number of very powerful groups that are very fanatical about a very radical form of Islam, and they hold a lot of sway. So even when the government or others want to do the right thing, it's sometimes very difficult to do that.
Which is why Six urges us to be praying for Pakistan and those engaged in gospel work.
It's always great to talk about societal change, and one of the ways that that really happens is through the gospel. So it is important for, you know, those on the front lines of this to continue doing that important work, because I think that's the only way we're really going to see change.
Meanwhile, a significant gap remains in reaching the global deaf community for Christ. Less than 2% of deaf people know him as Lord. None of the world's 400-plus sign languages has a complete Bible. Deaf Bible Society works alongside sign language Bible translators to close the gap. As America's field coordinator for DBS, Azael Duberry, a deaf man, ensures that everyone is on the same page. Through a female interpreter, he explains,
Wycliffe, I believe, all of them who work there can hear. And so it's hard for them to have direct communications with the deaf community, and especially with the translation team. And so they connect me with them.
They're translating God's word into the sign languages of Colombia, Honduras, El Salvador, and Brazil. Sign language scripture is critical because it unlocks understanding.
Now, I can read and write in English, and I can understand it. But when I actually watch the scriptures in my heart language, I can clearly understand what the scriptures are saying. If we're trying to eat a bowl of soup with a fork, you can taste it, but you don't actually get to have all of it. So it's better to eat a bowl of soup with a spoon, because then you get all of the food. And it's just like reading the scriptures. If you are able to see in your heart language, then you get all of the word.
Ongoing prayer and financial support are also critical. We'll connect you with ways to do both at missionnews.org.
It's going to be a long time before we finish it all. And so just pray that we are able to at least start these projects for all of the Americas.
And did you know that over 75% of the world's population are oral communicators? E3 Partners says this population communicates a lot through storytelling, drama, and song. And thankfully, over 70% of the Bible is made up of stories. E3's Jeff Johnston says they're making sharing the gospel with oral learners a priority. How? Through their E3 orality cause.
What the orality team has been able to do is train themselves and all the people that go on trips with them to be able to confidently share these different stories that ultimately lead to the story of the gospel.
E3 is also equipping strong local Christian leaders to continue this work on their own. Would you consider helping by joining an E3 orality trip?
You can find all of that information at e3partners.org/causes. That's C-A-U-S-E-S, causes. There you'll find a link to the Orality Team's page where you can get more info on how to get involved, how to go on a trip.
And please pray for the movement of the gospel in orality cultures. Pray for the gospel's impact as it's shared through stories. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope, and it lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.